BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
Hi, here is your podcast for Wednesday, including another episode of 24 Years at the Tap End. Chris is really struggling to find new stories now, so you'll also hear us discussing a way of maybe getting some more out of him. We also hear how one listener was seduced by the soundtrack to the TV show 24, and we try it out with Chris and Becky, and more facts versus fiction on Real or No Real.
BBC Radio 1.
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did
24 years at the Tap End.
At the Tap End.
So here we all are on Wednesday at the Tap End again.
It comes around quickly, this, doesn't it?
Do you think it's going to get to the point where there's such demand for it? Do you remember, like, on Coronation Street where they had to do, like, five episodes a week?
We should do an omnibus one day at the weekend, just play them all out, all throughout the day.
And like, whose show would you put that in?
I don't know.
Like the Hollyoaks one that goes on forever.
Yeah. It could be like a Sunday morning thing.
So where are we at?
I'm going to take you to my 17th year at the Tap End, probably the most sort of popular year of all the Tap Ends, judging by the amount of stories that come from it.
So we've been here a lot, haven't we?
We've been here a fair few times, yeah. I asked on Twitter what keen I could be, so I could have this prepared. I've got a whole list here.
Okay.
So today, thanks to Joe Sanders, I think I'm going to be Chris Keen Bleakley.
That is a good one.
Becky?
I'm not sure whether just to stick with Clive. Keep it simple, people know where they are. Or should I go for Peking Duck?
That's a great one. I think that's going to win.
I am so keen for today's Tap End that I am Alicia Keynes.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Are we ready to go?
I wish I'd seen this one at the top of your list, which is the itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini.
I can't remember who sent that to me, but whoever it is a genius.
Now. I can't change it now, can I? I was starting a Peking duck.
We're all keen anyway. That's clear.
I think so.
There are two main events where I am from that are the resistance pieces in the Pinner calendar.
I like the way you've kept that one on.
The pièce de résistance.
Is much harder to say.
Yes.
There is Pinner Fair, which takes place in early June, and Pinner Pantomime Evening, which takes place on the last week of November. The two events are very different.
So you're going this week?
Yeah, this is why I thought I'd write about it.
Awesome.
It's actually on tomorrow evening. Pinner Fair sees Pinner completely closed off and filled with loud rides playing loud chants and dance music. Pinner Pantomime Evening is a much more traditional event, all funded for by local shops. And every year, this is the night that the Christmas lights are switched on.
So you're going tomorrow?
I always attend.
Every single year?
There's certain nights throughout the year that all the lads have to meet up on.
And this is one of them?
And this is where it doesn't matter what uni we're at, people had to be back for it. Or there were severe punishments.
Have you never thought about being in the pantomime now you do like Tap End and stuff? They not approached you?
The pantomime element of it is just that people get dressed up for it in all the different shops.
Oh, it's not an actual pantomime?
No, no, no.
You don't have to join the Pinner Players?
No, there is such a thing. There's the Pinner Players, which sounds like a sort of, do you know, like a crew?
But they're not. They're all middle class and called Angela.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to be a Pinner Player.
Yeah.
For me, Dougsie and Webbo, this night was an opportunity to go out till quite late at night and was something to do. The rides weren't that great compared to the June Pinner Fair. Usually the highlight would be a maze of mirrors or a crazy house. But there was always a brilliant atmosphere and every now and then a chance to see a local celebrity turn on the Christmas lights. In my time at the Tap End, I've attended the light switch on in Pinner and nearby Eastcote every year and have met some incredible people. I met the late great Bob Holness on several occasions. He was always a gent and an absolute legend. The best thing I've witnessed at a light switch on, though, was in nearby Eastcote, where Rhino from the show Gladiators turned up on a fire engine. It was an incredible entrance, and the crowd went wild for him. I managed to meet him and get a signed photo, a great result. You can only imagine what that must have looked like. Rhino from Gladiators on top of a fire engine through Eastcote. It was the talk of the town. What were you doing here, I was thinking. Rhino from Gladiators in Eastcote. I mean, that's a big deal, wasn't it, back then? Gladiators.
Yeah.
Most of the time, the mayor turns on the lights in Pinner.
Mayor.
The mayor?
We had this last...
Well, we've had this discussion before.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce it?
Mayor.
It's not done like that. I spoke to someone in the pub about this, actually.
Oh, well, they're right, yeah? Not us.
It's mayor.
It's not, though.
It's not mayor.
It's not. It's mayor.
Yeah, not even West Country people say mayor.
Mare is a horse.
No,
female horse.
Wrong.
Spelt differently, but it's pronounced the same.
How do you say it again, Becky?
Mare.
Mare.
Mayor.
No.
Pinner is home to some celebrities that I don't believe have turned on the lights yet. Lee Latchford Evans off Step springs to mind. It should be his duty to do so if he hasn't done so yet. I believe Poirot also lives in Pinner. It would be good to see him. I'm not 100% sure that Poirot hasn't done the lights before. But Lee Latchford Evans, I would remember that.
But not Poirot.
I just can't remember because Poirot's been there a while and I didn't know about Poirot, obviously, at a younger age. Mm. So he could well have done it.
He did open My School Fete once.
Did he?
Yeah.
Where was that? Taunton?
In Somerset, yeah.
Why did he go there for that then? How did you get Poirot?
I think he went to my school.
Don't be jail.
No, I'm just surprised that Poirot would travel such a distance to go to a school fair. I mean, it's odd, isn't it?
I think that was his old school.
Was it?
Yeah.
Right. Either way, celebrity or no celebrity, it is always a good night. This year was to be no exception. Straight from school, I headed round to Dougsy's and met up with Dougsy and Webbo, and we wandered into Pinner Town Centre. Everyone was in a great mood. Loads of the shops were staying open late and giving out free mulled wine and mince pies. We walked from shop to shop, and Elton John, he used to live in Pinner as well.
Well, where did that come from?
I've just remembered. Elton John used to live in Pinner.
What do you want him to do? Play the music or turn the lights on?
Turn the lights on.
He's not going to do that.
Why?
Because he's at a level where he wouldn't do that.
It should be your duty to.
No, that's not going to happen.
We walked from shop to shop, nabbing as much free stuff as we could on the way. Even though at that age, mulled wine was disgusting, it was the one night of the year we would get served it. To try and get as much mulled wine or mince pies, we would have to pretend to be interested in buying houses and estate agents. I think they could see through us, but Lenski looked older than his years, so we would all stand around and let him do the talking. More than the mulled wine, hog roast or Hall of Mirrors, my absolute favourite thing about Pinner Pantomime Evening is the Morris dances. From what I can see, it's an activity that I really should get involved in. These guys drink ale and dance around like loonies. They all dress up in traditional Morris wear, and all of them have moustaches.
Yes.
This year, their numbers seem to have grown. There was loads of them. You okay, Becky?
Yeah, I just thought you'd done this before. Is it something to do with a woman and a moustache?
It is, yeah. It is to do with a woman and a moustache. Dougsy was particularly fascinated by one of the Morris dancers, a rather slender-looking person he was convinced was a girl, wearing a fake moustache. In the next break, we engaged the Morris dancer in conversation. Dougsy was spot on. It was a girl with a fake moustache. I told her that I was going to sign up. She was great fun. The full handlebar moustache thing was a little bit odd, but I could see past the moustache and was convinced that she may be my perfect girl. I intended to turn up at the next rehearsal to impress her, but I never did. It's one of my regrets of my time at the Tap End. As nights go, I was on to an absolute winner that night. Even though I just met the girl with a moustache, she was not the only girl I managed to get a number from that night. Me and the lads were going from shop to shop when I spotted a couple of attractive girls standing outside a fashionable shop. They were handing out flyers and dressed as Pop Idol contestants, which was the big show at the time. Thinking they were actual Pop Idol contestants, we walked over to them and got chatting. Lenski had a great idea in getting a photo with one of them, which offered the opportunity to get our arms around these girls. Our camera wouldn't work though, so she offered to take it on her shop's camera. I originally said no, but Dougsy saw the opportunity here. This would then mean that we would have an excuse to swap numbers, to arrange a second meet.
Yes!
We swapped numbers and stayed in touch for a while. I met up with her a few days later to collect the photo, but then we fell out of touch. Next time I saw her, she had changed her appearance a bit and was on The X Factor. The girl was none other than
Katie Wastel.
Exactly, how do you remember that?
Because I'm sure you've done this one before, because I remember the bearded lady from the Morris dancing.
And I definitely remember Wastel.
Really?
Have we done this before?
Do you know what? We touched on this in the first series of 24 Years at the Tap End, but I didn't think I'd sort of comprehensively covered the night.
Does this mean, though, that you've now officially run out of new Tap Ends?
I don't know. I suppose that it is sort of going a bit dry on the Tap End front.
Because if you're now doing old Tap Ends just in more detail...
I'm just trying to work out how many more new ones do we need, if this is the case, before Christmas? Seven more?
Yeah, about that.
You haven't got that in you, have you?
I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make it.
Or, as we've said before, we get Dougsy, Webbo, Chinese, Lenski...
Katie Wasel.
...in the studio to give their side of the story.
I mean, I suppose it's got potential.
Or Ethel from last Tap End.
It is tricky remembering this stuff. I've done so many nights out.
But you can't remember a lot of them.
I just can't remember a lot of them. Do you want me to finish up? I feel like you two know it, though. Do you know what I mean?
Doesn't matter.
I'll finish up. The girl with a moustache and Katie Wasel in one night. That night I slept well. It had been a great evening.
That doesn't sound right. Do you need to rephrase that for the book, maybe?
What does that mean?
Oh, no, they weren't there. I just meant that...
I know, but, yeah.
I look forward to pin a pantomime evening tomorrow. I might even sign up to the Morris Men again and fulfil that ambition. I'm sorry I feel bad for the repetition.
It's absolutely fine. You went into more detail than we'd had before.
Mm.
Yeah, well, I didn't know it was a handlebar moustache. I just thought it was a moustache before. So that was a bit of extra detail.
Yeah.
I'll sleep well tonight.
Okay.
Theme tune!
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the Tap End.
At the Tap End.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, yesterday I had an email from Holly in Bristol. Hi, Holly. And you know what it's like. You've met a boy that you quite like, and she's seen him a couple of times, but they've met in like different pubs around Bristol. But finally, she's arranged to meet this guy at his house. So she's going around there. This happened a couple of nights ago. Goes around to his house, and he puts on some music. What would you put on?
Oh, that's a tricky question.
You inviting a lady round.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So you put on R. Kelly?
Yeah, it sort of does the job, doesn't it? Probably loop that as well.
Nice.
What would you put on?
Five Live?
What? Football commentary.
What's wrong with that? No, I think it's good. Men like football, and if, you know, the conversation dries up, there's stuff to talk about.
True. That's true. They are talking on there, which is sometimes less awkward.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Holly turns up at this bloke's house. She's seen him a couple of times. And he puts on the soundtrack album to the series 24.
Eh?
Which he has on CD.
So it's the songs from 24?
Yeah. It's not really even songs. It's more just the music that they play during the show.
Music in the background.
Yeah. I want to know who buys an album like that. Right, now Becky, you've done some research on this.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Yeah, I've got the album because I wanted to see actually what he was doing, like why he'd chosen it, and I actually agree with him. I think it is the perfect seduction soundtrack.
How can it be?
It is. You haven't heard it.
At least Five Live is talking points.
You're here talking about him, saying that he's made the wrong decision. Holly's laughing at him, you're laughing at him. I've heard it and I think it's good.
Okay, well, tell us your evidence.
Okay, so how are we going to do this? I'm going to arrive at the door.
Right, okay, so if you...
If we go through it like actual seduction and then we can put the bits of music in.
Okay,
so it's...
Right, so you're the girl, you're Holly that's going around.
Yeah.
Chris, you're the bloke.
Oh,
so is this my place or
it's
Becky's
it's
place?
Your place.
My place.
Yeah,
right.
Your place, and she's coming around to you.
Okay.
Okay?
Right, so I turn up and I ring the bell. No, because if he had the 24 album, he'd have rewired his doorbell so it sounds like this. Yes, well, so I'm here.
That would be legendary, actually. I agree with that.
There goes the door.
Who is it?
I'm already impressed.
Okay, so then.
Okay,
I'm right. Becky, come in.
Hello, Chris.
Holly.
Holly, come in. Would you like some eggnog?
Yes, please.
Pour her a drink.
Neck it.
No.
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 No. At this point, wouldn't he have some like entrance music for me?
Hang on a moment, whilst I put some music on. Wait there. It's a bit sinister.
I think
isn't
this
it?
Might be a bit ominous. With.
That one was called Jack in a Limo.
I could be Brad Pitt, and you wouldn't hang around for that.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Put some music on again.
Oh, wait there. Have a drink whilst I put some music on.
Ah, oh, bit of romantic Spanish guitar. See, this always impresses the ladies.
It's just like we're in some tapas bar.
Yeah, but I like it. It means I'm going to get some food soon.
Have a tequila.
Okay, so I think at this point...
Is it a big shot?
No, I think at this point, Chris needs to start cooking my dinner.
Okay, Becky, I'm now going to start cooking your dinner.
Yes.
Whoa! What am I doing to this? What food
chopping
am I making?
Chopping vegetables really fast. I think we're having some sort of Chinese.
It's a sudden change of pace, but I'll go with it. And I'm meant to be frantically chopping carrots to this,
yeah.
Am I?
Hey, listen.
And do you watch on whilst
yes.
I do it? Again, it's a bit sinister, but we'll go with it.
I'm very impressed with your chopping skills.
So you really think this is, like, the best seduction album in the world?
Ever. Yes, I really do. I think it should be marketed as such. But I need another drink now, Chris.
I'm going to make you a cocktail now.
Oh.
Hang on a minute whilst I change the track. Now, what cocktail would you like?
I like this, because already I think you're Tom Cruise.
What would you like?
I would like Sex on the Beach, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Mix it up.
I will provide.
Here we go.
Neck it.
See, I think this is good cocktail mixing music, do you not?
I know you weren't expecting this, boys out there, but if you want to seduce Becky, you need to get yourself a copy of the 24 soundtrack.
I'm now going to leave you for a minute whilst I slip into something more comfortable.
What with this playing?
Oh, it's horrible.
Hello, Becky.
No, I don't like it.
I can't come back in my Rocky Balboa onesie. Toweling robe thing. To that. What do you think of my Rocky Balboa toweling robe?
It's a bit different to what you normally wear at work.
I'm worried the music isn't sort of romantic enough at this point. I think what we should do is I'll leave the robe on for now.
Okay.
We'll sit down on the sofa.
Yeah.
And we'll have a little cuddle.
Okay.
And I'll change the track. What's the next song that I'm meant to be playing?
Jack's Revenge at the Docks, please.
It's growing. No, I mean the song.
You can't say
no,
that.
The
music.
Yeah.
This is relaxing and nice.
And you're seriously saying this is the music that would work with you?
Yes. Seriously, I think next time you have a go around, forget R. Kelly. Just go with this.
Problem is, I'm living back at home at the moment, aren't I? I can't be.
Yeah, you can't change the doorbell to this.
Yeah, well, I can't.
Your mum would go mad.
I can't have my mum coming into the living room to that music and me and my Rocky Balboa.
What? And you can have her coming into the room to bump and grind.
No, I suppose not.
Right,
everything's going well.
Yeah.
Shall I crack on?
Yeah, if you're keen. I'm keen. I'm Clive keen.
I'm very keen by now.
I'm ready.
I'll be ready soon. I think we've done enough cuddling. Let's get upstairs.
Okay.
So, on the remote, I'm going to change the track.
So, you're having a lie down now.
And we're down.
Well, this is good music for the...
Oh, yeah.
Are you imagining it? I am.
I kind of am, which is worrying. I'm not sure about this.
This is perfect.
Yeah.
It's not as exciting as I would like.
I'm sorry.
I think it's majestic.
Oh, it really... What's happened now?
It really is making me think of it.
Ugh.
Are you both actually thinking that this is happening now?
This is really awkward.
I like the way he's giving himself a little fanfare.
Right, it's really over by now. Come on, let's be honest.
Are we going to have a little hug now?
Is there some kind of victory song? Or?
And I think after that, this will be the perfect music for afterwards.
So another track on the 24 soundtrack.
Yeah.
This is the longest day of my life.
Okay, not an exact compliment, but I quite like that to end on.
And this.
Yeah. Cigar. So that is the album that Becky says girls want to be seduced by. The 24 soundtrack. Who'd have thought it?
Problem is now, whenever I hear that theme tune...
He's going to think of me.
Yeah.
Every time.
And that's annoying, because that's one of my favourite shows.
I've got your Rocky Balboa robe on now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Because we've got 7 episodes to get through before Christmas of 24 Years at the Tap End, we need to get you some hypnotic regression.
Some what?
Hypnotic regression.
What is that?
I know somebody that does it. Hmm?
What is that?
Well, we take you back to previous lives.
Okay.
So it could be like 18th century Tap End. Who would you like to be in history?
So we're not just going to talk about stuff that's happened in my life. It'll be stuff that's happened in previous lives.
In your previous lives. So who do you want to be? Henry VIII?
I don't think you can choose, can you?
Well, no, but he might be. Think about it. All those wives? Yes.
Is this seriously something we can look into doing? Because it would provide material.
I got a number of a girl. Her name was Anne. Anne Boleyn.
And does he go back on his own, or do you think, like, Doug Z and all that lot are there?
I don't know. We'll have to see. It's just a friend of mine I know does it. If anyone else has had this done before, let me know what happens, because Chris is a little bit concerned about it. I don't think they put you fully under. I think you're aware of what's happening. But it's one of those things where you always want to be someone important in history. Like, you want to be Isambard Kingdom Brunel, but you're normally just a random Viking.
Yeah, but I'm not sure I want to be hypnotised. And I worry that you would tell them to make me think I was every time you clap your hands on a dog or something.
No, it's not one of those. It's not like, oh, be a chicken. It's not that. I'd quite like you to be a noble lady in medieval times.
Hmm.
I'd like you to be a lady.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what's going to come out with it. It could be anything, couldn't it? I think this is a good idea, though. I mean, this will give content.
It's going to get us through.
Can you fix it or not? I can't work it out. Like, could he lie there and go, I am a dinosaur, and Dougsy is my friend and also a dinosaur?
Maybe I was.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could probably persuade it.
So if we, like, put into his brain that he was Henry VIII enough,
yeah,
he might think that he was.
But it's going to be like the school play scenario. You either want to be, like, Mary or Joseph, and you always end up, if you're me, being, like, a tree in the background. That's the reality.
That wouldn't
of it.
Be bad, though. If he turned out to be a tree at the Nativity, that would be amazing.
But what I'm saying is, it's not going to be like a main part. You're not going to be someone big in history, generally, or just be a Viking.
Well, no, the chances are low. What do we call this? 2,000 years before?
I don't know. It depends where they take you back. End? Is it going to be like episodes of Blackadder?
It is going to be a bit like
that. You never quite know what you're going
to
get.
Yeah. I'm quite looking forward to it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's get into real or no real. So, Chris is keeping score.
Yeah.
Yep. Chris and Becky are playing along. Some of these absolute nonsense, some of these real facts that you can impress your friends and colleagues with, and some of your family. Let's go.
The average couple bickers about 2,455 times each year.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's loads. How many is that per day?
I mean, that's about 8 or 9 a day, isn't it? Yeah.
Just a little bicker. Like, not like full-blown argument.
I suppose it depends what kind of couple you are, generally, isn't it?
Well, this is average.
I suppose average, yeah.
Is it like, should we watch I'm a Celebrity? No, let's watch that. Does that count as one?
Exactly. Where do you draw the line?
So basically, any time you don't completely agree with each other, that counts as a bicker.
Yeah, that would mean the score would be quite high.
Yeah, so this sounds like it could very well be real.
Is this personal experience?
Well, I mean, Becky, on an average day, how much do we bicker? I know we're not.
Yeah, but we're not a couple.
More than
well,
that.
No, but
I don't think we're an average couple either.
No, really not.
See, there's one. He thinks we're a couple, we're not. I don't think we are.
It's already happening, isn't it? So, real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
Yeah, I'm gonna go real on that one.
That one is real.
Seems quite high.
Maybe we are an average couple, though.
Yeah. Next.
You are never more than 4 feet away from a hair grip.
I was just looking for one. Do you know what? I can't find one, but I can find a hair elastic, which isn't mine.
Is that the same?
Does that count?
What's a hair grip? Is that...
A hair grip is like a clip, but that's...
What's a hair grip?
Yes. Is that a hair grip that she's holding there?
No, that's like an elastic, like a band.
Have you got one in your hair?
No. Does it look like I've got one in my hair?
I can't see any hair.
So, I'm saying no real.
I can't find one. So...
Hang on. No. You'd think Fern might leave one.
But we do have a hair band, so does that count?
No.
Sarah Jane Crawford's next door in the other studio. Is that 4 foot?
Yeah, it is. But no hair grip. Real or no real?
No real.
That one is a no real.
Here we are.
Yes.
I'm ready for your next fact, or is it? Let's go.
It is illegal to drive an open-topped car in Switzerland unless you are wearing a hat.
It does get quite cold. So yeah, maybe they're just thinking of your safety.
Yeah, maybe. A lot of these weird facts come from Switzerland, don't they?
Yeah, they have quite random rules.
Is that why?
Yeah.
So you're in an open-top car, you're driving through Zurich, but you have to wear a hat, otherwise it's against the law.
I think it's one of those old rules that is there, but they don't really... Like they're not going to send you to prison if they find you without a hat, because it might have blown off.
Like one of those ones off of old London, where it's like, you're allowed to wee in a policeman's helmet.
Yeah, or like
if you're pregnant.
You're allowed to have a pig on a bridge as long as it's a Wednesday.
Yeah. Real or no real?
So you're saying real?
Yeah.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is a no real.
Oh. Well, I think it should be illegal.
The average woman packs 26 items in her suitcase that she will never need.
Real. Could there be an argument that there's more than that? No?
Yeah, I think so.
Girls packing for holidays does my head in.
Yeah, but it's because when you get there, boys go, have you got any paracetamol? Have you got this?
No, they don't say, have you got 10 pairs of shoes, do they? It's not like that, Becky. It's not the paracetamol that's taken up the space.
My favourite is when you go away with Chris somewhere because he has to borrow everything because he's forgotten everything. Oh, mate, I'm just borrow a bit of that toothpaste. Yeah. Oh, mate, I'm just going to...
Does
some
he
that,
wear your pants?
Some of that hair
no,
wax.
He
yeah, that's
not.
Been known. Oh,
what?
Mate, just borrow them pants.
I have never...
You
that's
have.
That's a lie.
You have.
That's no real. As it goes with this one, an average of what, 26, was it?
26, 27, yeah. I'm going to say that's real.
I'm going to say that's real.
That one is real.
No surprise there. And here's your last one, on real or no real.
At 13, Ollie Murs was banned from all scout groups in the UK after he was caught putting extra sweets into his 20p pick and mix.
Is that a sackable offence from the scouts or the Cubs?
I don't think they would have taken to it kindly.
He doesn't... No, his teeth are too good. He wouldn't have eaten pick and mix. I'm going to say no real.
I can believe that he would have done that, but I don't believe he would have been banned.
He's a bit of a rascal, though.
But that might have been the straw that broke the camel's back. He might have done other stuff and that sort of finished it. So I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Yes.
He's a fine, upstanding citizen still. And at the end of that, real or no real, Wednesday edition...
Becky scored 40, I scored 40, it's juice.
Yes, juice. What?
That's from tennis.
We are back tomorrow between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. If you can join us, then that would be amazing. We have your Thursday edition of Innuendo Bingo with Amelia Lilly playing at 1:45.
BBC Radio 1. BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.